on?
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's what I'm playing? Nah. Anyway, so what's good? I don't know if you guys heard me in the beginning, but if you did, then that's all gravy. But if you didn't, this is Angry Bastard Radio. This is the motherfucking hottest show on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, put the kids to sleep. It gets very ugly, crazy. We don't know what the fuck is going to go on because we have no format at all. I couldn't do a show today at TD because I was stuck at work, but we're definitely going to do a TD show special at 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 a.m., holding it the fuck down. We'll probably have a nice little something like Freaky Friday or some shit like that. But today, on this show, we have no format. I'm crazy, I'm angry, and I'm a bastard. I know my father, but I don't live with him. He's somewhere out in South Jersey. If you find him, tell me, so I'll know what the fuck, so I can ask for some child support money. But anyway, this is the station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. It's pretty much a family show because all my family's on it. You got 6'4", my brother. SD, my brother. L.E., my brother. And every once in a while, Billy the motherfucking kid, my cousin. So it is what it is. Listen to 4L of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, wolfful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls. I'm looking for a burnout. When I find a burnout, then I'm gonna play. So then I'm gonna have that gush. I'm gonna be having prank calls like a motherfucker. Mama jokes as well as then you folks have the chance to air someone now on our very own famous roast. If you like Starbuck Wild Show, Opie and Anthony Show, as well as Howard Stern Show, then you will be in love with this one true story. Now the numbers to hit us up. Well, do you want to call right in? Yesterday we had a caller come call in. I think he was a Chinaman, and I think he had Tourette syndrome or some shit like that. And he was like, I don't want to make fun of people that have that. Like, you know what I mean? So I apologize for my ignorance. But he was acting like a dumbass, pretty much. And I'm not saying if you have that, that you act like a dumbass, but I'm sure he didn't have it. So he was acting like a dumbass. And if he did have it, yeah, I apologize for calling him a dumbass, but fucking, we're here from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're going to be holding it the fuck down, and we do have a chat room, but that shit slows my computer up. I'm going to open it up just for a little bit. That's right, I'm going to open it up right now, and hopefully it works, and it won't give us a bunch of bullshit. So I'm going to open the chat room up for those of you that don't want to call in, but the number is 914-338-1782. Make sure you hit us up on our MySpace page, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And we also be doing prank calls on, like, little chat lines and shit, the phone chat lines. They're shitting on people because that's just what we do. You know what I mean? We should like to have fun, joke around, shit on people. So if you have anything to talk about or you're mad at the world, you're mad at us, you're mad at your mom, your dad, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or you just want to give us some love, show shout-outs, or you have something that's on your mind and you want to just talk about it, damn it, come on over here, 914-338-1782. And if you're on our MySpace page right now listening to me sound like a fucking dumbass, make sure while you're listening to me sound like a dumbass, you add the show on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/AB_radio. And make sure you add us as your favorite. Make sure you comment us, and you better motherfucking comment us on the page, because everybody that gets added to the fucking Angry Bastard Show gets a thank you ad. You all get thank you requests. Aren't you tired of the assholes that you add on MySpace, and they don't ever send you a comment? Like, what's the point? Then you got assholes on there that they just want to add all the girls that they don't have the heart to talk to, but just to add them, just so they can brag and say, y'all got badass bitches on my friends. Maybe you don't even know any of them. And half of them are all viruses anyway, you dumbass nigga. Anyway, it is what it is. Don't get offended by nigga, because we say all types of shit. Bitch, cunt, slut, cracker, honky, nigga, jigaboo, chink, chino, slant, slant-eyed, fucking African booty scratcher, monkey in the tree, trapapalo, sucio negro, Dominican, fucking Guacamolean, or fucking orange beans, rice eating motherfucker. We say it all. You know what I mean? You Jew bastard. We say it all. It stays unless you speak your mind. Damn it, if you want to call me up and say, hey, I don't like you because you're a fucking black nigger, damn it, go ahead and do what you got to do. This is the station that lets you speak your mind. There's no hate. I mean, you're going to get shitted on, but it'll be fun to do it too. So it doesn't matter. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. This is the ignorant, it's a word. This is the most ignorantest radio show in America. We actually allow racial slaughter. There won't be no Johnny Cochran knocking on your door or no fucking Frank Sinatra or, you know, the Mob Boys or any of them. It's all love. I mean, you might actually really mean it, but we don't give a fuck. Why? Because it's all love. If you want to hear, like, rap, reggae, fucking rock and roll, trance, techno, damn it, fucking hit us up. I mean, it is what it is. Now, I have to take a shit. For some reason, before the show, I always have to take a shit and a piss. I had new music to download, and I couldn't do it because I was at fucking work, you know. So, without further ado, I'm going to throw on some, I'm going to throw on something hot, but I'm going to throw on something that's like a fucking, like long. I need something that got like at least 5 or 6 minutes. I normally take quick, long shits, but I need something that is going to keep me, you know, because I don't want to like drop a pinch of load and then got to do the shuffle walk over here because my pant legs is blocking my fucking ankles and shit. And, you know what I mean? And also, I don't want to, like, get my shitty ass all over my T-shirt and shit. Because normally, I take a shit butt-ass naked. But it's too cold for that. And I'm not paying my heat bill. You know what I mean? I'm paying my heat bill, but heat is a lot of money. So, therefore, for the oil shit, so, I mean, I can't really keep my shit boiling. Like, I can't keep the heat on hell. I'm paying for that shit, damn it. So, without further ado, I'm going to put on a song and shit. Can't you tell that I'm over here looking for the track while I'm talking shit? Ain't that funny? All right, so I just went through the October music. Ain't nothing long enough, so unfortunately for you people out there, I might have to just put on some trance music. So hopefully y'all listen to it, or hopefully y'all be like, oh, fuck this shit, I'm out. So I'm going to probably put that on. Oh, wait a minute. Old School Nas? Nah, I'm not going to put that on. Timbaland, The Way I Are, the remix? Nah, I'm not going to put that on. Public Enemy? Let's put some Public Enemy on. What you going to do now? Nah, I'm not putting that shit on. That shit is short as hell. Ah, damn, I feel the doo-doo coming out. Ah, shit. This isn't good. Oh, Lord, I got Hoda calling me on the other line. Matter of fact, I'm going to get real sentimental with y'all for a minute. Fucking, I'm going to put this Sade shit on. Love is Stronger Than Pride. That's kind of long. All those Sade songs are long. So, let's get it popping. Cracking, topping, cracking, whatever. Let's get it going, motherfucker. Sade, Love is Stronger Than Pride. Angry Bastard Radio, you got 1 hour and 51 minutes left with the guards. Don't go nowhere. Oh, but daddy. Oh, I got a poo-poo. Oh, but daddy. Oh, shit. Woo! Yeah, let's get sexy. Eating some shit, ain't it? It's going in while it's coming out. That just makes me think about candy canes and shit. I don't know why. Oh, yeah. Oh, get the fuck out. Come on. This is the bullshit I'm talking about. Like, I'm over here. That wasn't a long-ass song. I gotta do the shuffle and shit. I gotta fucking walk around like I'm in prison and shit. I gotta... You know, that shit really pissed me the fuck off. That shit really pissed me the fuck off. I do. Damn. I gotta do everything that I said I don't want to do. I gotta shuffle all the way over here to get to the fucking switchboard. I got my shirt over my ass. Now I'm leaning over, and I'm hoping that I don't have no shit marks on my fucking, on the back of my shirt. You know, fuck it. I'm gonna play some fucking, some West Coast shit. I never play no West Coast shit. So I'm going to play some West Coast shit. Let's see. Carry the Weight. No, fuck it. I'm going to play At the Speed of Life by Exhibit. Ms. Rainbow? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that shit right. I apologize. Give me like 2 minutes. I have to wipe my culo. I'm sorry. I know TMI. Too much information. Give me 2 minutes. Oh, shit. I got to shuffle back in the bathroom. It's crazy. Always be aware of your surroundings and people all exits. Then move to the next shift. Love no one that don't love you. And if this shit comes down, do you know your way around? Yeah, realize it ain't about size or having gats and guns, because it only takes one. Handle your business, don't let your business handle you. It's a lot of motherfuckers trying to do what you doing right here, right now. Same color, same style, trying to claim worldwide and ain't travel but 1 mile. In these shoes, I pay dues with nothing to lose. Live by the rhyme, but I'ma die by the booze. Exhibit breaking niggas down who got something to prove. Here we are, face to face, nigga, make your move. You in the wrong place, but that's the right situation. Cause I was waiting, hiding in shame, never perpetrate. I treat my enemies like friends, so I can reach out and touch. Leave them in the dust at the very end. You now tuned in to Hennessy and Gin. Ice cold Heinekens and down for whatever skin. And in my city, you can reach out and touch. Heavy right hand, your teeth grind like a clutch. And plus, you ain't never had this much. Too many friends too close, you might collapse from an overdose.
I was raised to never follow after no man, to be my own man, so I can die by my own hand, and never knowing what the next day can bring, so I gotta make the ends justify the means. Yo, I'm on the scene here to do my own thing, can't ever spend a lifetime chasing after dreams. I got the right shit for all the wrong reasons, as long as I'm breathing, niggas change like seasons. Never trust a man who can't look you in your eyes, only the strong survive, and that's word to the wise. Yo, when dead bodies get outlined in chalk, everybody should walk, cause real killers don't talk. I ain't really concerned how many bridges you burn. I extinguish your flame and take aim at your brain, giving ligament pain to have you walking with a cane. One money and fame, you got your fucking self to blame. Yeah, and that's West Coast Brown without no gimmicks. Hickam exhibits and breaking down like a chemic. I'm spreading like an epidemic, and all good things come to an end. Enemies and friends, I treat my enemies like friends, so I can reach out and touch, leave them in the dust at the very end. You now tuned in to Hennessy and gin, ice cold Heineken's, and down for whatever skin. Animosity, you can reach out and touch. Heavy right hand, your teeth grind like a clutch. And plus, you ain't never had this much. Too many friends too close, you might collapse from an overdose. I don't give a fuck about the shit you claim. Exhibit easily dispersed like crack cocaine. See, I lit my shotgun to Kurt Cobain, and the motherfucker never brought it back. As a matter of fact, this one nigga tried to jack my squad, had his ass on the run like track. Never knowing who to trust in this shit called rap. Here to let you know my sound surrounds like that. Never half step or play the role like De Niro. Y'all niggas wasn't down when we had less than zero. Fuck trying to be a hero, trying to save some bitch. Mr. X to the Z, never play that shit. Yo, I treat my enemies like friends, so I can reach out and touch, leave them in the dust at the very end. You now tuned in to Hennessy and gin, ice cold Heineken's, and down for whatever skin. Animosity, you can reach out and touch. Heavy right hand, your teeth grind like a clutch. And plus, you ain't never had this much. Too many friends too close, you might collapse from a overdose.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. How come all rappers always like when they freestyle, that's like their momentum. Yeah. Yeah. I need to wait for that part. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Just get on the beat, man. I don't want to hear all that. I'm going to kick my cat's ass. So they're always fucking with the little cat. Cat off. Guard your eyes out. Welcome back. This is your boy GQ holding it down on Angry Bastard Radio Station. It's Speak Your Mind, whatever's on your mind. The first song was by Sade. I don't know what the fuck she's saying. The only thing I know in that song is stronger than pride. And then all that. And then I know, and I really love you. And then I don't know what the fuck she, if anybody knows what the hell she says, the oompa day. What the fuck is oompa day mean? I mean, if y'all know what she's saying, call me up. 914-338-1782. I don't know what the hell she's saying. Big shout out to Ms. Rambo. Ms. Rainbow. Ms. Rainbow. I'm a little retarded, so you know, you gotta kinda, you know, give me some leeway, you know. All my life I was on the short yellow bus. All my life. You know, and even when I graduated, you know, I would wait for the bus, you know, to pay the public transportation, and I would always have a short bus. Like, it wasn't yellow, it was just always fucking short. It wasn't a regular long bus. I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe that's just, you know, the GOD telling me something. I mean, I don't know. But, fucking, she was in the chat room. She said, y'all tripping. Or shall I say, y'all in a madhouse. Yeah, we're definitely in the madhouse. And that's exactly what it is. It's Angry Bastard Radio. Now, if you think that's what it is, wait till the rest of my crew comes in, you know. If you can tell, we're a black station because fucking everyone's always late. Everybody, even me, even sometimes I'm late. But it's a new year. I mean, clear your mind for 2009. That's my slogan. Damn it, GQ was putting copyrights on it. I don't want to hear anybody else saying it. And if you say it, you better say Clear Your Mind for 2009 by ABR GQ Radio. Anyway, I'm mumbling. I'm going to put some comedy on while I fucking, put some comedy on while I send the text out, because my crew is normally used to me being late. So they're probably waiting for me to text them, like, yo, call the fucking show. So while we do that, I'm going to play some Frank Rizzo. And I'm going to play fucking, let's see, Poop in My Car? Nah. Mexican Roofers? Nah. Tissel and Pico? Italian Guy, Bad Tomatoes? Nah. Diamond Dealer? Willie the Jackass? The Volunteer? You know what? I'm going to play The Volunteer. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. Bastards. Rat Bastards.
Hi, this is Carlos.
Well, hey, how you doing? I want to volunteer my help there.
Okay. Hold on one second. May I have your name, please?
My name is Frank.
Frank what?
Frank Rizzo.
Rizzo?
That's right.
And what's your number, Frank?
My number is 212.
Mm-hmm.
6805.
I got it, Frank.
Okay, what do you want me to do? You want me to help some people out or what?
Okay, but Frank, listen, wait, hold on, go slow. Can you come in tomorrow at 4:30?
4:30, I'm busy tomorrow at 4:30. Give me another time, shoot me another time.
Well, hold on.
What do you got? Yeah, what's up? What are you, painting the office? You working over there? What's up?
Okay, Frank, listen to me carefully, okay? I won't be able to schedule,
All right, what do I got to do on the phones? You said you need help on the phones. What do you want me to do?
Hey, but Frank, can you listen to me, please?
Go ahead.
Okay, listen. I took down your name.
You know, I work with those phones a lot. I'm good with the telephone.
I know that. I can see that.
All right, I'll help anybody out. You need help, I'll help you out.
Okay.
If you don't get the help you need, I'll straighten you out one way or the other.
Okay, Frank, can I just talk?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I took down your name and your number, so what we're going to...
Yeah, you do that. You got my name?
Yeah, Frank Rizzo.
Frank Rizzo.
Okay, so listen to me. Can I talk?
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to call you back.
Go ahead, shoot.
Let me hear you. Shoot.
Okay, so we're going to call you back.
All right.
So we can make an appointment.
Okay, you do that.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What day can you come in?
You know, you get back to me on that. I'll let you know when I'm not busy. When I'm not busy, I'll come in. I'll try to help you out any way you need it, all right?
Okay, Frank. Thank you.
All right, you do that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you do that. You got my name? Frank Rizzo.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, he backed over my goddamn legs. Now, I'm standing here with shattered fucking legs. That's all I need. I just came to in the fucking hospital here. All I remember seeing is that little friggin' cute sign you have there about the bad driving.
Okay.
Hello.
Can I get your name and number?
Ah, Christ. It's always this way with you people. Where the hell you get these drivers from? What do you, pull them off the street? What is this?
Sir?
Pull them out of the subways? For Christ's sake, this guy backed up over my legs 3 or 4 times there. They look like fucking chop meat now.
Sir, I want to help you.
Ah, Christ.
Can I help you? I need to get some information.
Go ahead. Shoot. Shoot me some info. Go ahead.
I need your name and number.
I got to give you my name and number when I got some guy that, you know, smashed me into little pieces as a human being.
Okay. Well, can you at least give me...
If you saw my legs right now, buddy, you'd probably vomit. The damn things are sick looking. It's horrible. The fucking dog will be nipping at me in a little while with these fucking legs the way they are.
Okay.
For Christ's sakes.
Do you have the vehicle number at all?
Ah, Christ, the vehicle number. I only was with a big delivery truck or some swill or some shit was dripping out of the back of that fucking thing. I don't know.
Do you have the company name of the vehicle?
How the hell am I going to see the company name when I'm busy rolling around underneath the fucking truck?
Sir, I'm just trying to help.
Jesus Christ, you're asking me for company names and I'm laying under the fucking truck. I can give you serial numbers. That's about the best I can do for you. For Christ's sakes, the goddamn gearbox crushing me in the ground. You're asking me for the fucking the name of the business? What do I look like, a tomcat or something? A nightcrawler? Jesus Christ. Go ahead, shoot.
I'm gonna help you.
Oh, this is funny. Are you laughing now, for Christ's sake?
No, I just need to get the vehicle.
Oh, jeez. The more I think about it, the more angry I get now. I'm laying up in a fucking hospital bed. I won't be able to get myself near a fucking bottle of hooch, and you're fucking telling me that it's a fucking joke? It's funny?
No, I'm not laughing at all, sir. I want to get some information.
Oh, Christ.
So I can help you.
Oh, man. Oh, man, there's this bad fucking awful stink coming off my legs here. It must have been something in the fucking marrow or something, for all I know.
Okay, and what day did this happen?
Oh, man, it happened today. I just came to in the fucking hospital now. I'm just... Oh, Jesus. You know, my friend tells me you can call the numbers on these fucking delivery boys there.
Okay. What time did this happen?
Time. How the fuck am I going to remember? You say time now. What are you, a wise guy with the time?
Okay.
I'm supposed to remember time when I'm fucking out like a light. Time.
Sir, I'm going to just...
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Hello.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Welcome back. This is GQ holding it down. We got six fizzle on the fucking fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
I already know what it is.
Oh,
man. Hit us up. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
Mm-hmm.
You see
slap your mother in the face.
Word. Oh, man. You see the elder lords.
See the what?
I said, they'll see the elder lords on the top.
Mm-hmm.
The crew. And you see GQ64.
Mm-hmm.
Spliff SD.
What?
LE. LE's the one with the. He's pointing at the camera like, hey! That's the picture. That's the face that he has. The hey face.
Hey.
With the. Hey, with the brewski in the other hand and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Number to call, 914-338-1782.
Yep.
We'll be live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We actually had a caller, but I was too busy taking a shite.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking Ms. Ram Rainbo. She said, you guys are fucking assholes. I love you guys. You guys are fucking awesome. You guys fucking rock. She didn't say all of that, but I was hoping that's what she would say when she called up. Hey, baby girl, call back, you know? I'm on the phone now.
What?
I mean, I have a little bit of jock itch, but that's neither here nor there.
What?
Ran out of cream. But we have an hour and 32 minutes left. What's good, man? How's your day? Talking to you. Yeah.
Oh, it was pretty good. Lounge, you know. Do my food shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got the food defrosting that I'm going to cook. Watching, a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Back. You know?
Yeah, nigga.
What about you?
Yeah, I worked. I mean, I'm not complaining because there's a lot of motherfuckers out there that ain't got no job. So I work happily. Oh, no. I'm actually sending out this email to a listener. We live on Angry. Bastard. Radio. Now. Call. 914-338-1782. Alright. Message has been sent. I'm gonna fuck these cats up, man. Really fuck these cats up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. Why? What's up, Anna? You know what? Yeah, I'm about to fuck somebody up. I'm gonna play this fucking, this quick Max beat this. I'll go fuck my cats up.
That's how wavy my shit is. All. I'm saying? I'm wavy. Come on, man. I'm a silver surfer. My shit is wavy. I don't know what these other niggas are spitting, but they all wavy. Niggas gonna tell you Big Avail is the wave man. He's the silver surfer. I'm wavy. I was on some mic, yo, what up? And they come out wavy.
Ah, let's talk about the domain. Let's talk about it. That shit with G, that shit on that Jeezy beat.
What,
the psychic? She likes to play on the sidekick.
Yo, that's
hot.
My move
fucking two-way, hard body.
That's
hey, yo, check this out, man. It's your motherfucking boy, J.R. Writer, a.k.a. A.R. Writer, P.I.P.W.B. all goddamn day. And I'm about to set this whole shit on fire, man. Y'all niggas better get prepared for a natural disaster out this motherfucker. W.B. sits on the record. But in the meantime, White Hour, drop that.
Sorry about that. I'm all out of breath and shit. I'm gonna beat the shit out of my cat. The fuck is wrong with her?
How is the cat?
Fucking kitten. The kitten is a female. Well, it's not really. It's a cat now, but it's not a kitten, but it's not a grown ass cat. It's still kind of small. But she's going through heat. And fucking. She's. The grown adult cat. That's her baby. And she's like, she's fucking like, you know what I mean, like fighting with her and shit. I'm like, well, first of all, that's your, pretty much your child. That's your animal. They came out of you. What the fuck are you hating on it and like fighting with it? Makes no fucking sense at all. It's like, I'm tired of the hissing shit, like, they both have to live here in my mom's crib. And if she can't get along with her, I'm going to have to whoop her ass until she, you know, until she gets it through her fucking head. Like, motherfucker, you don't work, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not enough, I don't want to buy the fucking cat food, but I got to.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. So, motherfucker, you better get along or you get the fuck out.
Wow.
Silly bastard.
Silly fucker.
Come here. Now the baby is all fucking paranoid and shit. Damn. Silly motherfucker.
Yo, did you ever see the Bourne Ultimatum?
Bourne Ultimatum?
Yeah, the last one.
Yeah, dog.
It's kind of hot.
That's actually the fucking. That's actually the hottest genre.
What?
I'm feeling that shit.
You did?
Huh?
This shit is ill. How he's like, he directed the nigga. Like, where to go and shit.
Yeah. Wait, what part? What part are you talking?
I mean, in the beginning, when he's on the phone with the nigga, he's telling him where to go, and they're looking at him with the cameras, and they're trying to follow him, and but he's like, I guess it's a reporter or somebody. He's fucking like three niggas up in the hallway, because they were still chasing
him. Oh, yeah, that shit was hot, that shit was tight.
Fuck these niggas, oh, shit, and he's gay, and he beat the nigga with the back of the gun.
Oh, man, yo, he went reckless on that shit.
Yeah, he did.
He's fucking niggas up.
Jesus Christ. That's Jason Bourne. He's picking us apart. You think he's a source?
He's got to be.
Uh-huh. He's got to be, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of hot. I slept on the shit. And then you got this A-Rap nigga with a fucking uptown lineup. What?
I'm saying he's like, he's picking us apart. You think he's a source? He's got to be.
I'm gonna get us out of here. You gotta do exactly what I say.
This isn't a story. This is real.
You understand me?
What is that now?
That's when he was like, "This isn't a story. This is real."
Yeah. No, man. Stop listening to what the fuck is going on in here.
Fuck up, nigga. I ain't got no cable TV. So I'm air hustling off of what you got. When I go home, I can just play it back in my head and put my own picture together.
Word.
Some poor shit.
You got the L gun, you set the ship on the trot down and shit.
I don't understand how he just shot, like, as soon as he came out, he just shot that nigga. His fucking dome, like, one shot. That's some old camping shit. That nigga's camping right now.
He's camping
right now. He's camping right the second. Yeah, he's camping hardcore right now. Camping ass nigga.
Who's that?
Hey, for those of you out there that's listening, if y'all got Xbox 360 and you play Call of Duty, call us up with them fucking gamer tags.
He gonna pop that nigga. Nah, nigga, don't.
No.
Yeah, as soon as he came to the fucking door, he popped that
nigga. Hey, nigga, that's me right there. I'll be over across the field. I'll be across the field in the grass, man, in the cut. Waiting for a nigga to run by.
Took all his paperwork and dipped. He's trying to get Jay. Nah, chill. He disappeared and shit.
Yeah, he's gone. It's a wrap. He's gone.
Yeah, this nigga breaking down the gun mad fast.
He's tight. He's like, okay, this nigga's on his way. I'm out. Let me get the fuck out of here.
He's walking up to where the nigga's at. This nigga's coming down now. There you go. Jason Bourne just seen him. He's running down the long ass hallway after the nigga.
Uh huh.
Running down the stairs.
Running down the steps.
Son running down the subway stairs.
Uh huh.
Jason's running after him. He's walking mad quickly down the.
Have you seen that before?
Uh
huh. Oh, okay. And fucking, I ain't gonna tell you shit, bitch.
Nah, nigga, don't come to sit.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Cheap bastard, you should have saw it in theaters. Cheap fuck.
Hey, the nigga got on it. The nigga got on the train and shit.
Yeah, that's a very good movie, man. Very good movie.
Well, Jason Bourne got to look at his face and shit.
Don't you hate when you go to movies and niggas that, you know, maybe all loud and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially a nigga that saw the movie.
Well.
Oh, I've seen this part before, yo. This shit is crazy right here. Why don't you shut the fuck up, nigga? Hey. This part right here is crazy. Watch. When he was on the elevator, watch. Why don't you shut the fuck up, man?
Like, yo, Doug, look, shut the fuck up, man. You think I'm gonna
hear
you talk the fucking movie?
Whoa, nigga, I ain't paying the fucking bus boy ass nigga.
Well, like, your fam. Shut the fuck up, man. What's wrong with you, man?
Alright.
So, yo, you ever drink that Mountain Dew, the Voltage? Oh, you don't. Mountain Dew is not yours, right?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dog. That's the Voltage. They had three. It was Voltage. There was some purple shit and some light blue shit.
I'm not asking you to give me a product rundown, motherfucker. If you ever tasted the blue one, I don't give a fuck. Don't try to sell me that shit, nigga.
I got all hype and shit.
Yeah. I don't want to get into your world, nigga.
Fuck you, nigga.
Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, I tasted that shit before, nigga. That shit is good.
I just opened it. It just smells mad berries. It smells like berries.
Fucking drinking, nigga. I don't know what the fuck it smells like, nigga.
I just popped it open and I'm telling you what it smells like. Pussy. Hold on. I'm going to take a sip right now.
That's amazing. I'll pop your mom's bra open, too. The only difference is I couldn't drink your mom's titties because, you know, her old ass can't produce milk no more.
Anyway, Voltage was the winner out of all three of them. So
It was, motherfucker, I know. But yo, are you drinking it out of a 20-ounce or a can?
I'm drinking a fucking 2-liter, pussy.
Oh yeah, you putting 2 liters? Yeah, dog. That's what's up. I can't wait till that shit come down here. Cause you know New York is everything first.
Yo, shut your mouth.
Fuck up, nigga. I'm happy as shit, nigga.
Of course New York gets everything. I know you're happy as shit cause you're a homo.
First of all, nigga, let me school you real quick, little nigga. No. The main plant is down here in South Jersey. And we distribute it to New York.
Well,
and Philadelphia.
That's even worse.
And
that's
Chicago.
That's a double kick in the ass if you guys don't have it before we get it. Y'all motherfuckers make it.
Well, you know why, nigga? Because y'all kept 2 babies. And we like, you know, let them New Yorkians, let them fucking dirty-ass New Yorkians do it. I'll be claiming New York and shit, and I'm calling niggas dirty and shit.
That's because you're a homo, see? Cause you prove yourself every time. That's all right. That's a homo
no.
thing. I can't be mad at you. Excuse me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to drink and he's a wanker. I'm about to drink a drink that makes you high, and you can't like you if you get tested, you won't be caught up. It's called the Amp Energy Drink. You drink me like when I drink this shit, I clench my teeth together and I feel high. It gives me, like, you know, but then, you know, brings me down. Well, I'd rather, you know, something else, but I'm running a little low, so, you know, it is what it is. Happy New Year, motherfucker. Hey, what do you people do on your New Year? What, me? I went outside. I went outside to go get something out of my car. And then I put something red towards the end of it. Mm-hmm. And as I walk back to the front of the house to, you know, to light up 20 times, mm-hmm. you know, for 20 people for the new year, I overheard everyone from a far distance, Happy New Year! And horns and shit. I said, you know what, fuck this shit. Happy New Year! Screaming at the top of my lungs like fucking assholes. Went inside, did a show, went to sleep. 6-4, I heard you was snoring. I asked E, I said, yo, E, what is 6 doing? He said, nigga, I went into the nigga's crib, man. That nigga was snoring.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, no doubt. I guess that nigga's like, fuck it. I'm an old bastard. What's the point in celebrating? I'm glad, I'm happy I made it for another year, and I'm going to fuck sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. Some people actually went to the club. I found out Susie Q, she paid $50 to get into this club, and she said that shit was whack. And she was joining it up like it was shit. She was like, yo, you need to go out there, I'm telling you. It's going to be rocking. She said she went in there. She said the club closed at 7 o'clock in the morning. She got there at 1 o'clock and left at 2. Well, obviously wasn't jumping like that. A lot of motherfuckers went out and they went out for the New Year. Oh, I gotta bring the New Year. How are you gonna bring it in? I'm gonna drop $95 at the door to get in, so I can pop bottles of champagne, which is gonna be another $90. So I can say Happy New Year and go home. $180 less in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
That's not hot. That's not something I want to do. That doesn't seem like anything that I would like to do.
Nope.
I mean, I can do that on a regular basis. I'll just throw $180 out the window. Okay? That's pretty much what the fuck you did. I mean, you could have got, you know, you could have got an ace of something and got a Gotti. Just enjoyed yourself in the peace. And said Happy New Year to your motherfucking self. Or you could have called up Angry Bastard Radio, got roasted.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrated and hung up on. Huh? Yo, you watching that shit on Xbox?
Uh-oh. Xbox is hot, though, because you could download movies.
I really didn't ask you all that. I really don't give a fuck about all that. I just asked you one question.
Nah, man. Terrible pussy.
Oh, yeah?
On demand, pussy. Shut your mouth.
On demand?
Get your shit straight and put your shoes up.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. Fucking silly fat fuck.
I'm worried about
that bastard.
Hmm?
Yeah, I just beat my cat with a pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I ain't want to, hurt her. Because she's like, it's like when you hit her, she's just like, most animals, when you hit them, they like try to squirm away. She
mm-hmm.
just clenches up in a hard ball and just takes the hits. Like,
yeah,
and nigga, all you're going to do is hit me and then you're going to let me go and I'm going to walk away. It's kind of like when you get beat by your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You don't cry.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it just pisses you off even more. Like, you're like, what the fuck? I'm going to give a big shout out to guest 2403. I take it he or she was too cheap enough to, or too lazy enough, I should say, to make an account.
Rich ass nigga.
Yeah, so they just wanted to be a guest. I'm just going to sneak in the room and eavesdrop.
Uh-huh.
And if there was a call up, they would probably block their number. Because I just want to eavesdrop.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck it. They trip me out. They call your cell phone unknown and they want you to pick up. Why did you answer the phone? Because the shit was blocked. I'm blocking number, nigga.
Bitch ass nigga.
Bitch ass nigga. I don't answer blocked calls. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're that much of a shocha to block your number, damn it, you're not going to get, you have to be important for me to answer the phone. And blocking your number obviously means that you know you're not important. So why should I answer your call?
Well,
here's what it is, though. But anyway, welcome to the room anyway.
If he broke down, why you shouldn't answer block calls?
Huh?
He broke down, why you shouldn't answer block calls?
Pretty much.
I mean, simply put.
Oh, as I was putting in the welcome to the room, they left the room.
Nice,
that's sweet. Hit us up 914-338-1782. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests until 9 o'clock. You have an hour and 12 minutes.
Mhm.
I feel like roasting somebody.
Well, actually, it's 1 hour and 13 minutes by my clock. And my clock sets its own self, so that's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it sets its own self, huh?
Mm-hmm. When you unplug it.
I bet you
unplug it and plug it back in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet you're real proud about that, huh?
Now it's 12 minutes, an hour and 12 minutes.
Now it's an hour and 12 minutes?
Sissies.
No doubt. Are you happy now? Does that make you happy? Because right now on the computer, I'm logged on to the internet. The computer says an hour and 11 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the math. Now, who taught this fucking cat how to meow and shit?
Tell your cat, shut the fuck up.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Fuck up.
Put that bastard in the room or something. He's fucking up the flow.
Word. Come here. Yo, slut ass hair. Just like your mama. Yeah, man. It's a damn shame, because I feel as though taking her baby organs, her baby-making organs out of her without her consent kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who am I this, you're making that noise. I'm going to take you to the doctor. Why don't you let her out so she can get pregnant? So I can be in a deep hole and be paying even more money. I wouldn't like it if my owner, if I was an animal, just decided to take me to the pet shop and cut my penis off. Like, damn, dog. You could at least ask me, like, the fuck? You let me get some poo-poo before you chop it off? Damn. Cut my nuts off and shit. Without asking me, like, damn.
And they say that it seeds like they can get cancer or some shit like that.
Make a long story short, all right? If your number's unavailable, I'm unavailable too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Yo, big shout out to Marvin H. Holding it down in the chat line. What's good, little buddy? What's up, boy? Yo, big shout out to all the lames and losers that still get on AIM. Okay?
Hmm?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's like... That's so fucking... I didn't want to say that's so anything because that sounds fucking retarded. Sound like a white boy. Actually, a white girl, but... That's fucking... That's like 1998-ish. Nobody gets... Well, only lames get on AIM. Like, motherfuckers actually get on AIM. And it's like, I don't understand. You got AOL. You know, you need a credit card for actual... American Online, the whole real shit. But AIM is that little cheap shit that you just go on and you can go to AIM.com. You know, it's for the motherfuckers that can't afford to get a credit card for AOL. So they decided just to get AIM. And they like, you know, I used to have an account like that, but this chick I was best with, I think she fucking, I think she was a hacker and she hacked into my account and changed my password. And I lost it ever since. First off, I won't buy a Dirty Bird, nigga. D, number one. Who gives a fuck? Word, eliminate. Eliminate. Blouches. Blouches. I hate stupid people, man.
Stupid people.
This guy came up to me today talking about, hey, are the sodas on sale? I looked at him, looked at the shelf, looked at him again, looked at the shelf. I looked at him again, and he looked at me like, what? Is it on sale? And I said, follow my movement, sir. Looked at the shelf, looked at him. So then he looked at the shelf with me and said, sorry about that. He said, you should be a comedian. I said, yeah, and you should get your eyes checked. Fucking old bastard.
Old bastard.
And this lady was like right next to the soda. I mean, why? Because Obama's in the office? You're angry about that, so I have to be your slave? Because I work for a soda company, I have to be your slave? Right there. Can you get that for me, sir? No, I can't get that for you, man. First of all, it's not my product. Second of all, it's right in front of your face. You have a nice new year, Obama. And I walked out the store. It wasn't my store, though, so that's why I got so cocky. What the hell just happened?
What? You're a fucking asshole, nigga.
Yeah, I watched that movie. That's my favorite movie, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dipped out. Empire State Building Green.
Oh, man.
Damn, I need to light something.
Yeah, nigga. I'm playing games, nigga.
Light your mom's drugs.
Huh?
Light your mom's drugs on fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Light him on fire.
Do you want to tell me, or should I call Kramer?
Or should I call Kramer?
Mm-hmm.
We're
gonna do it on
crisis. Yeah.
Level with me. She look
word.
She look like she had a little butt too.
Does she have a butt?
Butt.
Pam. Her name is Pam. Pamela Landy.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to, that's my part. If we have to. If we have to.
Huh?
Did you say it yet?
Ah, your mom. What up? Nah, your phone is still down? Yeah. Oh, come on. Oh, hold on.
That bitch ass nigga called the show. Oh, Kevin, your mom like Kevin Bacon, you bitch ass niggas.
I let you get me with that, though. They were there in the bathroom.
If we have to.
If we have to.
Mm-hmm. And we will get born.
He still knows about that $1 million too. The nigga at the store, I told him, yo, every time I come in, I'm gonna get a free Dutch on top of everything.
Got an hour and 3 minutes left for the guards.
Hour and 4 minutes, man.
Fuck that, nigga. That shit says 3 minutes, nigga.
Nigga,
it's set. You got that. You got that. It's 7:56 p.m. right now. You got that, you silly bastard.
You non fucking counting ass nigga. I bet you can count
soda,
though, nigga.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. You know, if I can count, I can count as many orgasms your mom had, nigga. 17.
Well, your mom never has an orgasm. I just have an orgasm in my face, and that's it.
Spooge, yeah. Son.
I'm the human ejaculate, and she's the ejaculee.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bitch, it's Spooge time. You know what to do. Get on your knees and open your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And turn your right cheek to the side. And
nah,
I ain't talking about your ass cheek, bitch.
I put a head on the fucking white lines on the road and fucking drove over my face.
That's amazing, because I put baby oil on my nuts and wipe it up and down your mom's face.
Yeah, well, that's funny, because I took your mom and I fucking hit her in the head with a fucking mallet.
Oh, a mallet?
A mallet.
I know that. That's cute. Kind of like the freckles on your mother's butt cheeks. Right on her borderline between her back and her butt.
Yeah, well, I had to make...
The ass neck.
Yeah, right. Well, I had to make her bite the curb and then kick in the back of a fucking truck.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up, nigga. That's kill a motherfucker.
I did it.
I mean, it is what it is. You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Okay, 1 hour and 2 minutes, folks. 1 hour and 2 minutes, folks. All right? All you fat.
It says 1 hour and 1 minute, nigga.
Listen, like I said, it's 1 hour and 1... No, 1 hour and 2 minutes. It's probably 1 minute and change right now. But it's definitely 1 hour and 2 minutes according to my clock.
So, hey, yo, is SD there?
Yeah, he's outside, though.
Yeah, I was in... This nigga was on the fucking chat line. Talking about he's wavy, and then you start talking about New York niggas, like niggas is corny up here and shit. I'm like, nigga, first of all, I never heard of that wavy shit until I heard it on a diss. Fuck you talking about? Talking about he's a silver surfer, he's wavy. I'm like, yeah, you're definitely a homosexual for that one.
You call a talent and what?
Huh? Nah, some nigga was like that he's wavy. I'm like, oh yeah? Okay. Sounds good. I don't even know what the fuck wavy means, but I really don't give a shit.
What the fuck is that wavy shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta ask that nigga SD. He know more shit about that shit than me.
I mean, are you offended by it, something you have a chance or something, little man?
Hold on, let me look to the left.
Yeah.
Let me look to the right. Nah, I don't think he's talking to me. You're not talking to me. You're not talking to me, okay.
Look straight ahead into the fucking mirror. That's what I'm talking to.
Oh.
That little nigga.
That
oh, yeah?
Fucking ass nigga.
Look,
yeah,
little nigga?
Little man. Weeman.
You're just a stupid little nigga that doesn't know nothing about anything, because you'll always just be a stupid little nigga.
Yo, where the fuck is...
What?
Where is that from?
That's when you talking to this nigga, Billy the Kid. Like, you're just a stupid little nigga, and it's all your amount up to be is just a little stupid little nigga that knows nothing about nothing.
Yeah, I kind of turned the fucking butane up on his ass. I roasted his ass on the
roof. Oh, shit.
Butane.
Kembenz. I'm gonna play this track, man. Fucking fabulous gangster remix. D Block.
Hello.
Double off. Yes, true indeed. Where you at?
I think I signed a football deal.
Hello!
Oh, Pooksy, keeping it gangster. The whole show is funny, but it gets even funnier. We get on the chat line because we just shit on people all day, and it's funny as hell. And the funny thing about it, they don't know that they're on the radio. It was even funnier because we just shitting on them. They acting like dumbasses. There was one guy actually hit me up on the show talking about he called the chat line and he got an outstanding bill. He thought the chat line was free. I'm like, what are you asking me for, dog?
Two,
like,
two, three.
I'm not the fucking creator. I just call it. I use a cell phone.
Maxed.
I want to give a big shout out to El Peso 95 holding it down in the chat room. Yo, El Peso, what's good, man?
El Peso, what it is?
Word, what it is? What it be?
Light that too.
Word, light that. I know you light up, man. Light that. Stop playing games and light up.
Pussy.
El Peso. He said, "What's up with Governor selling his soul?"
Governor who?
Yeah, what governor are you talking about? Yo, y'all heard about that Republican that made a song about Obama?
Nope.
You never heard? Yeah, there was this Republican that made a song, a racial slur song about Obama. Calling him all types of nigger and all this shit.
Yeah.
He said, Peso said that he's cooling. He's sipping on some vodka. Nigga, stop sipping on that shit like a bitch, nigga. Chug that shit, nigga. Nah, don't chug it, man. That's what fucked me up. I drink a bitch drink. I drank two Blue Long Island iced teas and was hurling my guts up 3 hours later. He said, damn, I'm gonna fuck that whole word up though. You should have put that his name into like fucking like you should have sounded the shit out how it sounds because I'm gonna fuck that whole spelling up. He said, Governor. Ah shit, Bohovich. Hovich? I don't fucking know. Hovich? What the fuck is that noise?
I don't know, but that car just blew up and it blew this nigga against the other car.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga's life, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, wait till you see where on when he fights this nigga, man. Oh.
You already seen when he fought the nigga. They went in. That was like the most fucking, I don't know, some Aikido shit or something. Mad close combat. Mad blocks and shit.
Wait, when did you see it?
I saw it last night because I went out to light something and I came back in and that's what I was playing. So then, you know, I watched it from the beginning today. Stupid ass thing.
Cool. Yeah, he said fucking Bohovich. That's his nigga, Bohovich, Governor Bohovich.
What song did he make?
No, he says, what's up with Governor selling his soul? Explain to us how he sold his soul, because I don't even know what the fuck Bolovich is.
Are you trying to spark a conversation, a new topic? Like, let me, get the fuck out of here. Come on, God. Like,
you saw the nigga jump that curb, that long-ass wall?
You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, that short-ass start. I don't give a fuck if you had a long start. There's no way you jumping that long as fuck. I don't even be RoboCop, nigga. You're not jumping that curb.
Come on.
Playing the curb is a wall.
Who's supposed to believe that shit?
You're not jumping the fucking wall.
But this shit is, that shit was whack.
That was bullshit. This nigga's going up and down steps and shit.
Yeah, I mean,
how the fuck are you taking a bike up a step?
There's a lot going on.
Up a step without falling off the fucking shit. Hey, yo, guest 2643, man, say something. You in the room just air hustling and shit?
Word.
Like, I mean, like, no air hustling allowed. That's kind of, that's considered, you know.
I was choking on your mother's tooth.
You was what?
Choking on her
puke. Ill eating the fucking building, man.
Fucking with it? Mm-hmm.
Ellie?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I have a question. Did you talk to your mom?
Nah, I gotta wait till she gets home. Wow, what time are you bringing your daughter down? Yeah.
So,
when you bring your daughter down?
Who?
Talking to that nigga.
Yeah.
When are you bringing her? God's a fucking ass. Yo, this nigga asked me earlier today. He texted me. He said, "Yo, do me a favor, ask your mom, if she knows anybody that can braid, you know, his daughter's hair down here." So I said, all right. And this nigga just called and asked that question. I gave him the answer, and he hung up. He's a fucking asshole, man. Hey, guest 2775, welcome to the room. Age, sex, and location. Both of you assholes are in the fucking...
Age,
sex, and location. Like, what's going on? It's enough that y'all not joined. I can tell y'all not joined to the site. So y'all just crept up in here, but come on now. I just see a balloon, a blue box with two talking balloons in them. Like, come on, give me some feedback. Like, where y'all calling from so I can give y'all some shout-outs. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? Hit us up. Let us know what's going on. You call the chat?
Cool, man.
Yeah.
I did, but I hung up because I called the New York one.
Well, I got somebody calling me on the line, and they I told people,
well,
don't.
If it's a female, tell her to play her legs.
All right, it was after your mom's. I don't want no pussy from your mom today, so you know, I'm
okay.
Kind of like putting her on the back burner.
Okay.
I went up in there and I went and bought him Michael Jordan, and it's like I was looking at it. I'm like, damn, what's that little thing right there? Yeah, sparkles and shit. So I was like, you know what? Nah, I ain't fucking her no more. I mean, I think she's burning.
And I can understand how that makes you feel knowing that your mom's a stag slut from hell.
From hell?
There's nothing you can do about it.
From hell?
Yeah.
A skag slut from hell.
This bitch is running and shit. She's so whack. Oh, what movie was she in before? She was in the, what movie was this bitch in before?
Oh.
This nigga's running his ass off.
Oh, you talking about the white bitch?
Yeah.
She was in, she was in that fucking, that white and black movie.
White and black movie.
You remember when the guy was black and you know, she was a white girl trying to dance?
Oh yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Save the Last Dance, right?
Yeah.
Dumb bitch. This nigga's about to hit that.
Nigga said, dumb bitch.
So, Charlie, the suspense so far is good. I like the action is good, the camera, the music, and all that. Sound, you know, soundtrack or whatever. But yo, I only got two gripes so far. The first gripe was with, and you know, everything was good up until I came, up until this nigga fucking came in. Then it started getting real fugazi. And that's F-U-G-A-Z-Y. Alright? Motherfucking. This nigga bumped into the motherfucker and he and his keys fell in his hand. Like, really? Really? He bumped the nigga and the nigga turned around like, yo, fam, what's going on? Like, what happened to you, dog? Like, what was that? Anything.
When?
Remember when the guy was pulling up on a scooter, the guy parked his scooter, and then Jason Bourne went and bumped the guy's shoulder? And then
his keys happened to land in his...
Hey, come on.
Yo, movies be overdoing it nowadays, bro. Be overdoing it. Like,
yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
This nigga's on the roof looking at this bitch. This nigga's about to fuck this nigga's desk up. Matter of fact, it's crazy because the only thing that's fucked up is this nigga's fist. But his fist is fucked up.
Yo, did you see the window part?
Yeah, niggas jumping through the, when he jumped through the window.
Get the fuck
yeah,
out of here. That nigga didn't hit the top for nothing. He went perfectly through the fucking window. Get out of here.
Nigga, that shit was fucking hot, nigga. And the
kid, I know, that shit,
like,
the shit was hot. The shit was hot, but, I mean, that shit's not real, like.
I mean, none of this shit is son. Listen, B. Anyway, like I was saying, that shit... And when the nigga jumped climbed the wall with the fucking scooter. I mean, I could dig that the curb was on a 45-degree angle, which you make a little ramp. And if you give
the
it a
fuck
bump,
out of here, it wasn't that much of a ramp.
Funny hop, maybe that might work if you're going fast enough.
Oh, nah, nigga, did you see that short distance that he had?
That doesn't even look like a bitches now. What?
That he had a little ass distance. It's not like he had a long ass running start to get some speed up.
Yeah, basically.
Ain't no jump in the world with a short distance. Evil fucking Knievel couldn't even make that jump.
Really?
Let alone that nigga. That short ass distance? Nah, I don't think so. Yo, come on, people in the chat room, people, come on. I know you're listening to us. I know we doing our thing. We're funny as shit. Come on, we need some ASLs, man. Come on, some ASLs. Maybe at least get it like a fucking a location and a sex. You know what I mean? I get a little nervous on the age, but let me get a sex and a location. Come on. I don't want to keep calling you Gas 2840 and fucking Gas 2643.
Right, he's about to jump to the window right now.
Yeah. Look how he folds his legs in his chest.
What's wrong with that? That shit was hot. Niggas about to get it rocking. Oh.
Yeah.
Hold that, nigga. nigga, that's his knife though. She's punching Bourne's face in.
Yeah, he is. He's punching his face off.
Across the room. Now
he's punching his fucking face off.
Yeah, this nigga's. Yeah, there's a lot of
There's a lot of
that CQC shit, man. Niggas don't know about that. This nigga's flipping this shit. Yeah, let me flip out of that and beat this nigga with the candelabra.
Well, with a fucking book. Smack him with a book.
Yo, son, he fucked this nigga up with this book, though. Push this nigga into the thing. He's choking him out with this book.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of like, that's a little over the top. Come on, you're not going to choke me out with a book.
Nah, you're not.
And then he fucked him up just now, though. Fucking punched.
With the elbow? The elbow to the book to the face?
Yeah, all of that. And
then he got the elbow book. He got the elbow book face punch.
Yeah, got the barber razor.
Barber razor.
Fuck up with the Jonas palm.
Yeah, I can do sound effects real good, man.
Yeah, he's trying to choke this dude out now. He got the lock on him, though, because he's trying to throw his eyes out. He's like, nah, son. Die.
Yeah, that's not going down.
Big vein popping under his junk.
You see how he backhanded the white bitch?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. She should have picked a gun up and shot that nigga.
Whatever's there, though.
Die, motherfucker. You dead.
He died. I don't believe it. That's like the third time in this movie that it said that he was dead. And this was, every time this guy's like, nah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Come on, son. I don't want to hear this.
Hello.
Crap.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing. How you doing?
All right. I want something transported.
I want to check in there.
That's right. You
from
get it to Ireland?
That bullshit on.
Huh?
Ireland?
Ireland?
Yeah.
We do Ireland.
You give me a quote, price quote?
Yeah.
Got about 1,000 pounds of cocaine. Just figured you guys would run it up there.
Who is this?
Hello.
Who is this?
Are we going to do business or no?
Remember, you can post
it's
a
Frank.
Photo and look at photos of other callers.
We don't do cocaine, Frank.
All right, how about some marijuana?
Whatever you can get, sample it. We'll take samples of it.
Oh, yeah? Hey, nobody knows
Nine.
Better, right?
Zero.
Right.
You know, me and you, we work a deal on the side.
Yeah.
Eight.
What are you saying?
Zero.
No, no?
Who is this guy?
Frank.
Frank who?
Frank Rizzo.
Facts.
Zero.
Rizzo.
Five.
All right, Z-O. What do you say? I drive
nope.
the shipment up there myself.
No, nope. Bill.
Frank Rizzo.
We put it on the boat overnight.
You know the rubber dinghies?
Who the fuck are you?
You know what? I'll
who
get
the
one of them
fuck
rubber,
are
rubber
you?
Dinghies. You towed a shit in the rubber dinghy behind the boat, so I'll be responsible.
Who is this?
Come on, you fuck. Stop playing with me.
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah,
I don't know who this guy is.
Are you going to do it for me or no?
What's my options?
Well, you really don't have many. How about a pair of cement shoes?
I already have a pair of those.
Oh, yeah, huh? They don't fit too good?
Not they're too tight. Right,
maybe we'll make a pair for me and you throw me
overboard. Throw me overboard.
We swab the decks together. We finger each other in the ass. What do you say?
Jacksonville Raven chat line. No, Jacksonville Raven MySpace. Let's see. Where the fuck is it at? Is this it? No, that's not it. Come on, you silly fuck bastard. Yo, is it a Jacksonville Alibi? Where the fuck is this shit at? You know what? Fuck face. Jacksonville chat line. Maybe that'll work. There we go. Alright, let me fucking, hey, yo, nigga, call this number. Yeah. Yo.
Yo.
727.
Yep.
469.
Mm-hmm.
2005.
469-2005.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's about to get real ugly.
Sorry,
I ain't talking about
the
your
number
mother.
You have reached is not in service.
Get the
please
fuck out of here. What number did you call, nigga? Check that number, nigga. You probably called the wrong number.
You did what?
Did you call the wrong number?
No, nigga, I called the right one.
Check it again.
Oh, what a faggot. 727.
469.
Mm-hmm. 2005. Faggot.
is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
This shit is pissing me off.
Yeah, it should be.
This shit is fucking jumping, too. It's like, I'm on the MySpace page, and they got a shitload of motherfuckers on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me go to another one. Too bad. I don't give a fuck with these motherfuckers, those silly-faced bastards. Oh, chicken shit-eating bastards. Oh, Cornish hen face-ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom's a billion-dollar slut.
Mongol.
Mongol.
She look like a wet dog.
Huh?
She look like a wet dog.
Your mom smell like wet cabbage, nigga.
No, no doubt.
Your mom's face like beef patty meat. With a side of cum buns. Kimben.
Side of cum buns.
Kimben. Come the fuck on!
I'm gonna discard your mother when I'm finished with her. And that's gonna be in about 15 short minutes.
Discardage?
Yeah, she's gonna become refuse.
Yeah. A fucking dirty refugee. Your mom smells like bum knuckles.
Uh-huh.
With a shot of fucking trash juice. Oh yeah, let's go, big butt.
Mhm.
I need to light the fuck up, man. You know what I hate? I hate fucking going through shit, and it fucking giving me the wrong shit, man. I'm about to kill this cat, man, I swear.
The boss is gone. It's time to boss.
Yeah! Shit! Yeah. Alright, call this number
727-362-2010.
Call that number, you bitch-ass nigga. You see how I talk, shit, bitch-ass nigga, 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 pussy boy, put them on, put them on, put them on, put them on.
Remember, we have created a modern alibi MySpace page, and if you want to post a photo or look at photos of other callers, you can go to talkie.com.
All right, people, since you motherfuckers don't talk in the chat room, I'm closing that shit, because that shit is fucking making my computer slow.
257-400.
You could have chatted with the great. Now you want to be a piece of
You've
shit,
though. You've got Miami Alibi. If you have some cements to blow, blow them with us. Operator, no third-party collector credit card calls accepted. This is just a normal phone call. No extra charges. We don't charge a thing for this service. We offer it 100 maxed. Okay.
One.
Yeah, who's in there, man?
Yeah, who's in this fucking dingy-ass, retarded-ass room, huh? Size a smooth ass angry bastard.
17.
0.
16.
2.
Hey, yo, mom, put your kids to bed so we can fuck.
Yeah, pull that titty out of her mouth.
Yeah, pull the titty out of her mouth. And then put some alcohol on it. And then, you know, throw the mama off.
Ah, shit.
Moisture.
Word. Word to the bird.
Word.
Yo.
You better get that goddamn wick.
Word.
The monocle.
Stop drinking powdered milk, bitch.
What?
Tell that bitch to stop drinking powdered milk. This is not cool. It's not cool at all. It's not cool to drink powdered milk.
It's not.
Oh, man. You're a fucking instrumental, man. It's dry as shit. Dried in your mom's pussy lips.
I'm pushing this never drive. When
zero.
I'm
14.
Zero.
13.
Zero.
12.
Zero.
11.
Zero.
It's amazing because I made a remix with your mom. Only words is that she's talking about, I can feel it in my throat. I'm like, yeah, I know, baby girl. I can feel it in my throat. I'm like, yeah, I know. I told her not to put it out there, but she put it out there. So you might actually hear it on the radio on Hot 97. Because I think DJ Enough is fucking your mom as well. Yeah, I mean, and Fredro Starr. Fuck out of here.
You should have already known it, Tristan. Stupid.
There's one chick I know. She's a fucking freak.
How are you?
She let a dog lick peanut butter out of her asshole. Now that's some nasty shit. And she happened to be a white girl.
Yo, this guy's a fucking asshole. He's gonna lock down 12 blocks by 12 blocks because Jason Bourne is in the fucking area. He's a stupid motherfucker.
Anyway, you gotta catch me up to it. What happened?
Yeah, he's a pussy. Yo, nigga, what are you, freestyling to yourself?
What happened? I'm lost in a motherfucker right now. Hit this up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. Until 9 o'clock in the p.m. Hey, yo, you niggas going to, oh, shit. They're having an early screening. They said the release... Exclusive early screening of Notorious. January 13th, 2009. What the fuck, man? He's a piece of shit. Oh yeah, there we go. Hey yo, fucking hang up with this chat, this bullshit ass chat line, nigga. I'm gonna call someone else. Okay, hang up with this shit. I'll give you another number.
Been hung up.
Oh, you been hung up? That's why I couldn't fucking do nothing. All right, call this shit. We gonna make fun of some Cali niggas.
Go ahead.
925-401-9202. Kanbans. Kanbans. Stay with me, people. Kanbans. Buns of Ken. Buns of Ken. Oh, God, this guy's a fucking idiot. This guy's a fucking idiot. Let me guess. You need the number again?
No, I'm trying to... But it ain't working. Oh, well.
No, I guess not.
All right, well, fucking, let me fucking play a track. So, you know what I mean? And then I got to hang up with the show because this phone's a piece of shit. When someone calls me a three-way, he won't let me call three-way. You know what I mean?
When someone calls me, call away. They won't let me make a three-way call. So I have to hang up, call the show, then call the three-way. Let me play some fucking D-Block or some shit like that. It's a damn shame. These niggas only would stay on hold if I play some good music.
This nigga just got this nigga. Hold on. He just got this nigga. He recorded his voice or some shit. Hold on.
From the office?
Yeah. This is a crafty motherfucker.
He's like, I'm in my office. Nah, I doubt that. Well, why would you say that? Because if he was in his office, we'd be having this conversation face-to-face. Click.
Copy that, I see him.
Uh-huh.
They got it, because she's standing out there building. And he's up in his office, making love.
Nah, but Shorty's, she's trying to protect that nigga.
Yeah, I know. He's upstairs in his office fondling his file.
Fondling.
How'd you get the...
Fondling.
I was wondering if
how did you get this one's got TiVo. Faggots.
I'm going to TiVo so I can rewind everything. So, I don't really have VCR to rewind my TV.
Where are you now?
My name is 6'4". Oh, bitch.
I doubt that.
Why would you doubt that?
Because right now we'd be having this conversation
face-to-face. Boom. Music.
Music. You had it.
Yeah, nigga.
Nigga got all his files fastly, nigga.
Turn around. The one guy, he just locked in the door, has to shoot the door.
Yeah, all of the files, nigga. Blackbriar. Trump's chest don't upgrade. Terminated.
Yo, it's the end of this motherfucking record.
That's right.
There you fucking have it. Jada Kiss, man.
Yeah.
Straight right. To your motherfucking chest, man. Straight up, man.
Kiss you down, you down.
Word of mother.
That's it, man. It's a lot of speculation and anticipation. Stop it. Which y'all niggas are going to get fucking gun butted and shot if y'all cut the bullshit.
Dead ass.
You at home wondering. What the fuck am I gonna do?
Like, yo, this kid shit is crazy.
You're gonna do nothing. You're gonna sit back and play this shit again and cop again. Send your boo to cop one. Send your man to cop one.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. Fucking faggot. Faggot.
You're a pussy.
Nice.
Yeah, anyway. Yo,
Hey, what's the name was out there? All time we had a hot day. It's been raining for 2 fucking months straight. I ain't watching the car in weeks. Where's P at? I don't know. I called his phone. I think he went to the deal. Oh, yeah. Right. He said he wanted to get the Jag, right?
Yeah.
Where's
Luke at, Jack?
I don't know. I've been looking for the kids for the past 48 hours. I ain't found him yet.
You in my busy house?
Yep. Knocked on the door. They let me in.
Luke's doing some wing shit. He's doing some wing shit. We can't wait.
Go to my busy house and he ain't there. It's all right.
Charge it to the hot oranges with no pills on the motherfucker.
and the butterfly slack.
Yeah. Yo, y'all just think of one more
the bubblegum jeans.
Yo.
And the one size fit all nice.
Yo.
I never know. Right?
Yo, greatest ever. Like,
hey,
man,
rock.
Yo, charge it to the fucking muscles of 145 with the paper. Eh? It's all the degrees. They got a suit on. For 16 years watching your window, he's still
man, charge it to
the
Charge
it to Ricky Ricardo. Word. Desi Arnett. Charge it to church on Wednesday.
Oh,
on Saturday.
Word.
Charge it every day.
Charge it to the
white church every day.
No, charge it to all that King's doing.
Charge it to Malta's and Fiend and Rush. Charge it to, when you get a bump in your head, you put butt on it.
You remember it.
What?
In the lobby.
Zero.
Your fucking waves, your teeth, that put grease on everything.
I put rice on everything.
Y'all put rice on. When my mother's on the
car,
grease, body, shoes,
y'all got rice on. Y'all got your mother's charts on.
And God do this. You're holding the room.
Hello?
Yo, what's good, baby girl? How you doing?
Who is this?
This is GQ. We're calling live from the East Coast on Angry Bastard Radio, doing a live broadcast on the Phoenix, Arizona Raven. How are you doing today? Oh, no stutter. Yeah. No stutter.
Now she don't want to talk to you.
What happened?
Now she don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, word. Why don't you want to talk to me, Shorty?
Hold
on,
live from the East Coast,
man.
Spread your legs
for niggas.
You ain't from shit, shut up. You
wouldn't
even be on the motherfucking chat.
Dog, you're in Phoenix, Arizona. You're a square already.
Nobody cares.
You're a square already.
Get the fuck out. Nobody cares.
No, I got something. Little niggas like you, I got something.
I don't want to hear your shit. I don't want to hear it. I don't care to hear it.
Are you Mexican?
I got radio too. I got kind of music.
Are you Mexican?
Don't worry about the fuck I am. Get the fuck out, dude.
Oh, dog, get out of here,
fuck
man.
Out. Just get the fuck out, dude. Nobody cares.
I got something for
get
you,
the
dog.
Fuck out. I don't give a fuck what you
I
got.
I got something for you.
I don't give a fuck what you got. I don't want to hear it.
Hey, Mexicano, here you go.
Out.
Here you go.
Hey, go up.
Fuck up, nigga. Who's in the room?
That's a good one.
Hey, yo, Ma, how old are you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
22.
Oh, yeah, so you live in Phoenix, Arizona?
No,
well,
I am
fucking
in...
up my engine and stopping me.
Giggles.
Where you at?
Giggles.
That's your name, Shorty? Giggles?
Sorry about
no, that ain't me.
That ain't you.
Oh, okay. What's up, sweetheart? How you doing?
Good.
What happened?
What color are your panties?
Sure. You have panties on?
Pink.
Oh, yeah. She answered it. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, you got it. Yeah, you're going to answer that.
Of course.
Hey, yo, Ma, you got, what color are your socks? What color socks?
I'm motherfucker that won your last story talking like that.
Oh, my Lord. Shut the fuck up.
Lick his ass.
You know what? I got something else for you.
That's why the B-board is black.
You obviously like men. I got something else for you.
I don't give a fuck what you got. I don't give a fuck. That don't bother me none.
I got something else for you.
That don't bother me none. Hey, what's your room number?
I got something else for you, dog.
I don't give a fuck what you got, dude. What you put up?
Oh. That was a long ass explosion, and he kept his mouth shut. That's what we do. We make motherfuckers keep shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Shorty, you still in the room?
Hey. She left, motherfucker.
She left, so I'm out of here.
Yeah, how come every time niggas talk,
nigga.
What the fuck is
zero.
That?
What happened?
little-ass buttons you got over there, nigga.
How come every time...
When?
Every time niggas talk, son, you talk, son.
Because I have a hard time for letting a motherfucker shit on me. Fuck that.
That's the answer to the question. You're a pussy.
Maybe that's what it is.
Zero.
No, I'm tired of you silly bastards.
Silly.
Asking, and only females do that. Females ask a question that they're going to answer. Like, a chick will ask you, hey, are you cheating on me? And then your response is, no, I'm not. And then their response to that is, yeah, you are. What was the point of you fucking asking me?
You guys are dumb fucks. I swear to God, man. You guys are dumb fucks.
Why the fuck are you following?
You're retarded, dumb.
14.
Zero.
Yeah.
14.
Zero.
Hey, no. Hey, yo, shorty, how you doing? Baby girl.
Baby girl, what up? Where you from? I don't know where Smithville's at.
Yeah, it's like two motherfuckers in it.
11.
Zero.
Hot tub.
Zero.
Oh, fuck. Eat that.
8.
Zero.
7.
Zero.
Fuck.
Zero.
Come on, what are you doing?
Zero.
4.
Zero.
3.
What are you doing?
Zero.
2.
Zero.
1.
1.
19.
Zero.
18.
1.
No. Who's in the room?
Oh, God. That bitch is not here. That bitch dipped like the flower is clean.
Flower is clean.
Zero.
16.
Mm-hmm. Zero.
You know what? I'm going to have to fucking call another one, man, because this shit is... It's
like ranch.
Dip like quesadilla.
Dip like sour ranch.
Dip like chili burrito.
Dip like Sausalito turkey breast.
Dip like a white bitch skinny dipping.
White bitch Denny skipping.
Denny skipping. Oh, let's see Detroit. Yeah. That's the what? Obama country? Detroit?
Big tip though.
Let's see. Let's see what this is hitting for. This man has 10 people. Fuck it. Why not? Yo, who's in the room?
Your mother. Some used condoms, some empty cologne, the bottom.
It's a while for it to reach critical mass. The best time to catch people in the CB or the live rooms is straight up on any hour, straight up midnight, straight up 1-8, 11 p.m., 6 p.m., any hour, just straight up with hand.
Like I said, just straight up any hour.
Go and look at photos of other callers at talkie.com. You've got the Detroit Raven. Press 7, fly down on the deck. If your room number is here in the lobby. Live room is 1.
0.
19.
0.
1. 2.
0.
Yo, where the buns?
Oh, got one. Here we go. This shit's going to be popping in Chicago.
Flashback.
Here we go, here we go. The ghetto is about to say.
We have a new chat line.
Hey guys, the Chicago Raven MySpace page has 187 friends. So this shit is jumping.
0055. If any of you know anyone in St. Louis, could you tell them? Thanks. You've got the Chicago Raven. Your room number is here in the lobby. Live room 1.
7.
Stay up right there. I got a laptop.
Two.
0. 3.
0.
4.
0.
Get the fuck out of
here.
5.
2.
I don't think she wake up. As she wake up blind, would you leave her? Be honest.
Wait, what was the question? What was the question?
The question was, if you had a female that you was with for about 5 years, that you loved and cared about. You never had a woman like this in your life. She just damn near perfect almost. Y'all argue a little bit, but it ain't major. Everything cool. And she woke up blind one day. Would you leave her alone?
No, you know what? No, because, you know what? I've been with this chick for all.
And she woke up blind?
And she woke up blind, couldn't see no more.
No, I wouldn't.
No,
I'd stay with her.
I've been with her for a whole year, you know. I've been with her for a whole year and respecting the virginity.
Okay, now, same question to you. What if you meet up with a chick and you're with her for like a month and everything's cool, and you love her and all that shit, and you just happen to want, and she never wants to take showers with you. You know what I mean? And then she's like, she's nervous. And one day you just sneak in the shower and you open the curtain and she has a dick.
No, dude. I'll fucking kill
her. Say that one more time. Say that one more time, fam. What happened now?
Hey, but you know what? You know what I'm saying?
Say you with a chick and all she likes is for you to fuck her in the ass. You know what I mean?
If a female can come straight out and be like, you know what, I want you to fuck me in the ass.
Hey, hold on.
Hey,
do you think buying a laptop for $300, you think that's straight?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's going to have mad bugs in it because it's not going to work, but do your thing.
If a female coming out straight raw in the cut, like, man, look, you just fuck me in the ass, you know that's a nigga, dude.
Yeah, it is.
But the thing about it, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been with her for, like, a year, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been trying to, like, do nothing sexually, you know, like that, because, you know what I'm saying? I kind of feel kind of, like, funny, you know what I'm saying? Not just because she blind, but just because, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, like, step, like, boundaries, like you know what
I'm saying? Well, you sound funny anyway. You sound like a fucking retard anyway, but I'm out of this room.
Yo,
spit the gummy bears out your mouth, nigga.
Facts.
Three.
You know,
what'd you say about 300 pounds?
Yeah, where the females at?
They nowhere.
Hey,
what up, big girl?
Yo, you crazy kick eating bitch. Where you from?
Hey, no being there, man. No being there. Get the fuck out of here, man. No being there.
Seven. Nigga, no being there.
How you know he's not bigger than that?
Oh, Lord.
8. 0.
It doesn't matter.
9. 0. Hot tub.
0.
11.
1.
Yo, who's in the room? Idiot. 12. Death
Zero.
Is in the room. You have to answer. I got my answer. A fucking idiot.
13.
0.
14.
2.
Where the ladies at?
I don't know, though.
Oh, man. What, is somebody's phone tap? Why the fuck I keep hearing buttons? Hello? Hello?
15.
0.
16.
0.
17.
5.
You're
that's a buzz. That's a
18.
0.
19.
0.
1.
7.
His boxes.
You like that one, man?
2.
2.
I'm starting to say niggas in Chicago are gay, because I haven't heard no females yet. Yo, who's in the room?
They're out partying, motherfucker.
Hey, yo, dog, come over here and wash my car real quick, dog.
No, I don't do cars, dude.
Yeah, I know you do cars, you fucking Mexican. You do cars.
Dude, I don't do none
Hello?
Of that shit. I don't even have a green card.
Yeah, I know you don't have a green card. That's why I'll never play Uno with you, because you're still all the green cards.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's right. That's why I keep winning.
That's why you keep winning?
That's why I keep winning. I got to keep winning.
Yeah, in your head. Yeah. You know how I'm winning? I win every night with your mother.
We have to kill that nigga.
Yep.
Well, come on here, Dad. I haven't got a chance to fucking slap you.
Oh, yeah. This nigga's a fucking lame.
Oh,
okay.
3.
0.
4.
0.
5.
3.
There we go. Damn. Shit. Went to all these rooms. It's all fucking dudes. One female. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Get your lame ass out of here.
Oh, man.
Lame's here, folks.
Well, I'm going to ignore him. Anyway, what's good, baby girl? How you doing?
I don't want to talk to you.
Happy New Year. How was your New Year?
It was good.
Come on, I wasn't talking to you, dog.
I know, I'm
talking
for her. Fuck you mean?
Oh,
Press 7 if you don't like it.
Oh,
hey, Nicole, so when you gonna get up with me?
Hey, anyway, yeah, Shorty, how was your New Year?
Fine.
That's what's up.
Hey, when you gonna get up with me, Nicole?
Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Come on, you lame ass bitch. Don't like give a fuck
oh,
about
my
no
Lord,
Christmas.
Man. Why are you worried about me, man? Fall back.
You a lame, man.
Anyway.
You had no conversation, man. You come out crazy.
Come on. All right. You done? Thank you. So, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas, Shorty?
No, nigga, she want a car. You gonna get it for her?
Oh, my
she
Lord.
She wanted a Ferrari, motherfucker.
Ferrari?
Yeah, you gonna
okay.
get it?
You can't even spell Ferrari. But anyway, yo, Shorty,
dumbass out there. Yeah, nah, you ain't finna overtalk me, bitch.
You know what? You get the chainsaw, nigga. I'm gonna cut you up, nigga.
You a lame, folks. You so dumbass out there. Fuck that pose gonna shit at me. Hey, Nicole, when you gonna get out with me, man?
Fuck your head off, nigga. Your grandma like a Sour Patch Kid, nigga. You're in the room. Hey, yo, baby girl. Now that fucking picklehead bastard left. How was your Christmas? Did you get everything you wanted? You pumpkin head bitch.
That motherfucker's crazy,
man. Man, would y'all be my new party line friends, man?
Hey, get your Larry boy looking ass. Get your Larry boy looking ass.
No, man, I need some friends, man.
Sex.
Five.
I'm trying to holler at girls, though. There's nothing but fires, though.
Don't let la mexicana. Don't let la mexicana.
Seven.
Fuck
seven.
Up.
Seven.
Well, you told me to hot dog.
Oh,
you got
it?
Right.
I gargle.
Eight.
One.
Who's in the room? Who's in the room? Make me say it again. I'm going to break somebody's face. Who's in the room?
The file indicates that Ezra
Nine.
Zero.
Hot table.
Zero.
These niggas is fucking thirsty.
11.
Two.
Yo, where's the ladies at?
12.
Zero.
13.
Zero.
14.
Two.
He ain't dead.
Hey, what'd I make it with the laptop?
Yo, stop looking around the chat room for niggas, you faggot. Who's in the room? We got 90 seconds, people. I'm over here trying to fucking schedule this show. And I can't do it because my computer is a piece of shite. But we'll still be on if I'm live anymore. Hello?
Hey, where's that nigga with the laptop?
Yo, stop going. Stop looking for niggas, man, you faggot. Sag mouth.
15.
Zero.
Hey, people, make sure y'all tune into the show Monday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., possibly from 7 to 9. We're going to be holding it down, Angry Bastard Radio. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Please continue to listen, well, when you download the show. Because we're going to be, you know, giving it to these chat line bitches and smacking any nigga that, you know, gets in our way, pretty much. I'm trying to see if they're going to let me schedule a show.
Yeah, he's bad.
Hit us up on Technical Difficulty show. Technical Difficulty. We're going to be holding our shit down from 11 p.m. to 12 midnight. Technical_difficulty_show. Thank you for fucking listening.
You read that?
Who's in the room?
Hey, hold on. Y'all in the middle? Hell no. Hell no, I can't be too mad. No way. So whoever that is in the middle is mad sick, bro.
Hell yeah.
That ain't Taylor. Who the fuck is that? That's Alicia. Oh my god, Alicia got mad sick, nigga.
Oh.
Yo, nigga, her hips and shit, dog.
16.
Zero.
Like, I don't know, son. Yo.
14.
2.
Who's in the room?
Or that nigga with the laptop?
Shit,
and it's not like she's out and chilling.
They're not. Yeah, they are, but yo, son. She got ass. She got, oh my god, son. Yo, son. Alicia is looking like. Yo, I can't play. I don't be like even son like on TV pictures, God, whatever, son. Yo, Alicia is looking like, yeah, badass. Looking like Beyonce.
Definitely.
Man, making Chili look whack. Not whack, but looking, making Chili look. Making Chili hit the back burner. Who that bitch though?
Yeah,
she is. But Alicia's looking like. Oh my god, son. Yo.
Yo.
Where was that nigga with the laptop?
Where's the gratuitous ass shot?
Where's that nigga with the laptop?
Stop, yo. Stop looking in the room for chat. Oh, fucking niggas, man.
Damn.
Damn, Alicia's mad sick. Who? Nisi Nash. Yeah, she got too much makeup.
Yeah.
Too much makeup, too much fake hair all on her face. She probably got a big forehead.
Elite. PD show.